Big Woods U was an expansive campus with many large stumps and hollowed out trees. It was quite impressive, really. However, Wynn did not ask to speak with a member of the faculty. She was tossed about like a leaf in the autumn wind. Finally, after what seemed like the passing of all four seasons, she was introduced to Professor Poison Oak in the science department. The pompous professor started by telling her, "I have only a fraction of a tree shadow to spare, as I am in the process of conducting a very important worm-watching experiment." Wynn did not ask what type of job she could expect with a degree from Big Woods U. Professor Poison Oak grunted and replied, "Job? Jobs are completely overrated. Being educated beyond all common sense and graduating with a mountain of debt should be satisfaction enough." Then he showed her the door, needless to say, did not left Big Woods U unimpressed. Thankfully, her visit to Northwoods Tech went much better. From the moment she stepped through the front door, things just felt different. For example, she was greeted graciously and directed to student services, where she met with an incredible student advisor named Mr. Orange Leaves. "Mr. Orange Leaves listened carefully and answered all of Did Not's questions. Then, based on her strengths, her strong aptitude for numbers, and her career goals, he suggested one of the fantastic programs found in the School of Busyness." When her visit was over, Did Not knew precisely what to do concerning her choice between Northwoods Tech and Big Woods U. She would attend NTC. The day classes started, she was in the front row. There were so many things she wanted to know. Yes, there were challenges and the homework was tough, especially in trigonometry. Still Did Not stay focused, though at times it was rough. To make ends meet and to free up some tree shadow, she discontinued her streaming services. The movies were mostly scary anyway. Termite Inferno rips off Fire Away and Beaver's Gone Wild. Yikes! She canceled her subscription to Good Stump Keeping and stopped shopping at Hollow Stick. Most notably, she put an end to her daily fix at Starbucks, where she often went to drink locally sourced raindrops and watch TikTok videos with her friends. Did Not gave up these comforts and much, much more, because she always remembered what her supper fakes were for. She did, however, find a sale at Mauled Wavy that was just too good to pass up. She's wearing it now.
Do you like it?
It took her a tree ring and almost two, but Did Not had finished before Was Not was through. When commencement day came, Did cross that stage with a degree in her hand and the wisdom of a sage. She even got to shake hands with Dr. Bryce, Provost Pondick, Dean Leverson, and her favorite instructor of all time, Mr. Burgess. When Was Not saw how Did's knowledge grew, he said, "Why don't I sell empty heads to you?" Did Not reply, "This stumpany's way too big for one little knot. Perhaps its purchase could come from the lot." Was Not agreed, and the two of them met to organize an employee purchase of the firm. A contract was drafted with every I dotted and every T crossed. The deal was made final before the first frost. Every night chipped in what money they had, and the balance was entrusted to the new college grad. The deal was signed like a royal decree, and Was Not retired to a driftwood on the sea. The first first order of business for the new owners was to change the company name. Not heads, they called it, carving letters so plump, proudly hanging their sign on the corporate stump. Naturally, they had a party at Cave and Dusters to celebrate. And just take a look at the guest list.
It was not impressive.
Absolutely not, actually not best, not better, not cannot do not. Let's not, maybe not, might not, mostly not. Must not, of course not, ordinarily not. Ought not, positively not. Probably not, definitely not. She's not,
simply not.
Though he was very difficult to see, now empty heads and was not or gone. And some of the others have also moved on. Still, the company is thriving, and the not heads doing fine, making toys from all timber, though mostly from pine. And while under Did's guidance, the company has grown. It's her lesson on learning, which is yet to be shown. So here it is. While there are many who would and could and should, did go to college and earn her degree, when she could have made excuses or found satisfaction in the status quo, she embraced change and took action instead. There was no woulda, coulda, or shoulda in her vocabulary. She simply did it. The end. P.S. in time did not return to Big Woods. You'd earn that four-ring degree. And naturally, Professor Poison Oak made things very difficult for her. I tell you exactly what happened, but that would spoil the movie.